Welcome to the Best of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The passion and purpose of the Christian Research Institute is to contend earnestly for the faith once for all delivered to the saints by focusing on apologetics, biblical literacy, and countering the cults. To connect with CRI, call 888-7000-CRI. Or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. And now here's the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. It's always great to be in the studio as we answer your questions throughout the United States and Canada. As always, the number to dial to get your question answered, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. Our contact information on the web, equip.org, via the mail, it's box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And our wonderful resource consultants, they are standing by at 888-7000 and the letter CRI. The resource of the month, Word of God, the audio New Testament, is an absolutely incredible resource. It's brilliantly recorded audio version of the New Testament, deeply inspiring. It's spiritually and artistically rich in production. In addition to the star-studded cast for the many voices of the New Testament, this dramatized recording includes an original music score and wonderful sound effects to make the scriptures spring alive, helping you to feel that you're personally witnessing the life-changing words, the world-changing events of 2,000 years ago as relevant today as they were then. From Chicago to Hollywood to New York and beyond, over 70 actors, 20 audio engineers, and 10 studios on three continents, all contributing to this production, more than 100 media development experts and 10,000, I would say, production hours needed to complete a very ambitious project now available. Again, for those who support the ministry prayerfully and financially, check it out on the web at equip.org. I want to give you just a short rendition of what this sounds like, because sometimes the sound itself will do far more than any kind of description I could give. Here's a rendition from the Word of God, and this is John chapter 19. Listen to the story of Pilate as he has Jesus scourged.
Then Pilate took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head and arrayed him in a purple robe.
Hey, King of the Jews!
And struck him with their hands. Pilate went out again.
See, I am bringing him out to you, that you may know that I find no crime in him.
So Jesus came out, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe.
Behold the man!
When the chief priests and the officers saw him, they cried out,
"Crucify him!
Crucify him!
Take him yourselves and crucify him, for I find no crime in him."
We have a law, and by that law he ought to die, because he has made himself the Son of God.
When Pilate heard these words, he was the more afraid. He entered the praetorium again and said to Jesus,
"Where are you from?"
But Jesus gave no answer.
"You will not speak to me? Do you not know that I have power to release you and power to crucify you?"
"You would have no power over me unless it had been given you from above. Therefore, he who delivered me to you has the greater sin."
Upon this, Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out,
"If you release this man, you are not Caesar's friend. Everyone who makes himself a king sets himself against Caesar."
When Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus out and sat down in the judgment seat at a place called the Pavement, and in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Now, it was the day of preparation of the Passover. It was about the sixth hour. He said to the Jews,
"Behold, your king!
Away with him!
Away with him! Crucify him!
Shall I crucify your king?"
"We have no king but Caesar."
Then Pilate handed Jesus over to them to be crucified.
It is powerful, riveting, and I listen to this every single day in my car. In fact, I'm looking for excuses to drive my car. The Word of God available for those who support the ministry all this month. Check it out on the web, equip.org. Once again, you can also write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or talk to one of our resource consultants, 888-7000, and the letters CRI. This product, which is absolutely stunning, was produced by a good friend of mine. His name is Carl Amari. He's an American actor, a director, a producer. He's a nationally syndicated radio talk show host, and he is the producer of this and many other products like this, having a commitment to the Word of God and taking the Word of God, embedding it in your heart. Carl joins me on the broadcast. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Hank. Great to be with you again.
You have produced some of the most stunning audio versions of the Bible. Talk about your passion for these kinds of projects.
Well, you know, Hank, I grew up listening to single reader audio Bibles, you know, like the Alexander Scorby and the James Earl Jones, and I think they're, you know, they're wonderful, but they're not fully dramatized. They don't have sound effects and music. And I've always loved radio drama my whole life. I love the, you know, the radio, the theater of the mind type of a medium. And so I decided years ago to create audio Bibles with that kind of world-class feel of the sound effects and music. And I've been very fortunate to know a lot of actors because I'm a film producer. And so a lot of these actors felt the same passion as me and wanted to be in it. So that's what I've been doing for about 15 years now, producing Bible to audio in a theater of the mind format.
You know, I so often watch these movies that come out of Hollywood where you have portrayals of Jesus Christ. And quite frankly, Carl, I would rather not have those images in my mind. I much prefer to hear the audio.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, because every single person listening to this audio has their own, you know, image of what Jesus looks like, or Mary Magdalene, or Mother Mary, you know. So with the audio, it gives you the tools, gives you amazing actors, which were all directed by an incredible theologian named Brenda Noel, and she puts all of the actors in the exact right frame of mind and what was happening at that time, so that it's as if you are there. And then you, as a listener, have the sound effects and the music and the acting, and you can create your own vision of what is happening, you know, 2,000 years ago.
You have produced other audio Bibles. We have, over the years, been promoting and been very excited about the Word of Promise. Talk about the difference between the Word of God and the Word of Promise.
Well, you know, the Word of Promise, which was my first attempt at dramatizing, you know, the Bible. And I learned a lot from that, and I'm very, very proud of that audio, and it's done very well, and it's blessed a lot of people. It's saved a lot of souls. And I just I took that experience and put it into this next project, the Word of God, which I did about 10 years after that project. And I learned a lot. Obviously, there's a learning curve. And I had a theologian directing it, which I did not the first time. And so I just think having an amazing theologian director who can really and truly, you know, the actors themselves are amazing, but if they don't know what's going on and what this character is thinking and what was happening to the character at this time, 2,000 years ago, they can't give you the performance that you can get when you have a director that really knows the Bible and the Scripture. So I think you'll hear that in the Word of God.
And I think this is maybe, you can tell me whether I'm on target or not, but somewhat like having the various versions of the iPhone. I mean, the iPhone keeps progressing in its technology, and in the same way, you are seeking to be current in terms of what you're producing in audio excellence.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, it was such a learning experience. I mean, having produced the Word of Promise, 10 plus years ago, which took me 3 years to do that project, I learned so much. And obviously, we created a lot of the sound effects. I had amazing sound effects artists working on this as well. And it's an original score. And the actors are, many of them are other actors, you know, although there are some the same actors in both. Like Michael York plays Luke in The Word of God, where he narrated The Word of Promise. Stacy Keach in this plays John, who you heard there in narrating. Malcolm McDowell plays Caiaphas, who you heard also in that clip you played. And then Neil McDonough, who's just an incredible, incredible actor, very, very Christian believer, playing the role of Jesus, just incredibly in this rendition, the Word of God.
So often, when we read the Word of God, we fail to remember that in doing so, we're interacting with the mind of God. Not only that, but we're interacting with the minds of people who were very much alive when they were speaking. When Pilate was speaking, he was very, very much alive. So when you're interacting with these minds, I mean, there's a power to that, particularly when you're hearing it in an audio form.
I've always believed that the theater of the mind is such a powerful medium, and it works so beautifully with audio Bibles. As I say, growing up, hearing just a single reader was powerful, but when you take 90, 100 actors, and some of these are the greatest actors in Hollywood, and you put them together with other amazing actors and directed by a maestro, you know, that is a theologian, and then you have incredible music and sound effects, there's nothing more powerful than listening to this in a quiet space or in your car driving or, you know, with the headphones on and with your family and listening to what really happened. And it's word for word from Scripture. There's nothing changed from Scripture. It is absolutely word for word, but in a theater of the mind format, I think is the most powerful way to listen to the Bible and to learn about God.
I can't tell you, I'm sure you could pinpoint this in ways that I could never comprehend because of your own expertise in this field, but there's something about listening to the Word of God in the car, this particular audio theater, that has me riveted. I'm actually, Carl, looking for opportunities to drive somewhere. I hate to drive, but I'm looking for opportunities to drive. This is a great example of what I do in memorizing Scripture. I use normally wasted time. If I'm standing in a line, I pull out the Scripture, which I happen to have in my pocket, whatever I have to be remembering, But now, this is sort of the same thing. I mean, a lot of times when I'm in my car, I'm listening to things that really have no lasting value, but now I have the Word of God and presented in riveting fashion.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the car is I listen to it in the car all the time as well. And if I'm working out, I have my headphones and listening to it. But yeah, that's a great time to listen to it. And it makes the miles go by, I'll tell you. It gets you to from A to B much quicker listening to the Word of God audio. And I can't thank these actors enough for being part of it. Because as you could imagine, someone like Kristen Bell, who is an incredible actress, and she plays Mary Magdalene, someone like Kristen Bell or John Rhys-Davies from The Lord of the Rings, who is the narrator. I mean, these actors are paid, you know, incredible amounts of money, and they really came to do this for so little, because they just are believers and they're amazing, and I can't thank them enough.
Carlo Mari, again, he's a director, producer, nationally syndicated radio host, and more to the point, producer of the Word of God audio Bible New Testament, available for those who support the ministry all this month. Check it out on the web at equip.org. Carl, thanks for joining us on the broadcast. Look forward to talking to you some more as the month progresses.
Thank you, Hank.
Blessings to you, brother, and we are coming to a station break. When we come back from the break, we'll be going directly to your questions right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. As always, the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK. We'll be back.
To stand our ground effectively against today's assaults on the Christian worldview, we must, as Hank Hanegraaff says, get into the Word of God and get the Word of God into us. To help you do that, the Christian Research Institute is offering the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament. This new magnificently dramatized production is voiced by an all-star cast and features an original music score and wonderful sound effects. Receive your copy of the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament as our thanks for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI. And make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or go online at equip.org. Don't tune out. Hank will be back with more right after this. Has God spoken? Are the words of Scripture merely human in origin, or are they in fact the very words of God Himself? 3 years in the making, and based on 2 decades of research and reflection, Hank Hanegraaff's monumental book, Has God Spoken?, answers what is surely the most important question facing our world. In Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs of the Bible's Divine Inspiration, Hank counters the contentions of the Bible attackers and clearly shows that belief in the Holy Scriptures is not a guess or wishful thinking. It is the only logical conclusion after an honest examination of overwhelming evidence. Order Has God Spoken? From the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Equip.org. Immerse yourself this year in the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament. This brilliantly recorded audio New Testament is a deeply inspiring, spiritually and artistically rich production voiced by internationally renowned actors, including Neil McDonough, Sean Astin, Blair Underwood, and many more. In addition to the star-studded cast for the many voices of the New Testament, this magnificently dramatized recording includes an original music score and wonderful sound effects to make the Scriptures come alive, helping listeners to feel that they're personally witnessing the life-changing words and world-changing events of 2,000 years ago. Receive your copy of the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament as our thanks for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or go online to equip.org. With over 500,000 copies in print, Hank Hanegraaff's Bible Answer books were born out of his many years of hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. He's taken his on-air answers to questions and chiseled them until only the gems emerge. Questions involving biblical interpretation, cults, science, ethics, apparent contradictions, and much more. This remarkable collection of concise answers is now even better. My goal, says Hank, is to take the complex and make it simple and memorable. Receive your copy of the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated, as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. That's equip.org.
great Protestant reformer Martin Luther testified, "I am well satisfied with the gift of the Holy Scriptures, which give me abundant instruction and all that I need to know for this life and for that which is to come." Luther's wise words ought to prompt us to hit the pause button and become immersed in God's Word. To help you do that, CRI is offering the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament, a magnificently dramatized new audio production voiced by an all-star cast and featuring an original music score, along with wonderful sound effects. Receive your copy of the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament as our thanks for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or go online to equip.org. We now return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And there are a lot of ways in which you can listen to the Bible Answer Man broadcast, including downloading CRI's Equip app. Just go to equip.org/app on the web and download the app. You can listen, you can learn, you can share. Listen to the Bible Answer Man broadcast live. Listen to archived editions of the broadcast. You can read hundreds of well-researched and relevant articles as well, and you can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web. It's a new year. We do need people to stand with us prayerfully and financially. When you support us again, we have some fantastic resources available to you, including the current edition of the Christian Research Journal. Fantastic edition. The Word of God, Audio New Testament. I'm listening to it every single day. And my book, Has God Spoken? It is proof of the Bible's divine inspiration. I think you'll find it a very, very interesting read. Any one of those resources available for those who support the ministry. Again, check it out on the web at equip.org. Back to the phone lines. We'll talk to Paula, listening in Oklahoma on Bot Radio. Hi, Paula.
Hi, Hank. I've spoken to you, I guess this is about my third time. I spoke to you once when Joe Dallas was on the air with you. I used to be in that lifestyle, and anyway, but I'll leave all that in the past, just like the Lord has, you know, saved me, and I'm a born-again Christian. And my problem is trying to find a church. I've visited churches, Baptist. Right now I'm kind of going to the Church of Christ, and people say it's more like a cult. They don't, you know, do the music or anything like that. But the people are just really, really kind. And it's just hard to kind of fit into the church. Anytime I, you know, say anything, people ask about me. I've been, you know, not married, no kids, and then kind of right off it's a red flag. And, you know, people kind of are a little standoffish. So I just need help on trying to find a good biblical, and church that preaches and teaches the Word. I do Bible study about 3 hours every day, every morning by myself, and pray and read and listen all day on Bot Radio. So can you help me?
Sure. Yeah, I think it is important to find a healthy, well-balanced church. And you know, to feel a sense of being welcomed within the context of the body of Christ. I mean, this is one of the things that identifies the body of Christ. I mean, the people from without who are pagans even look at the body of Christ and they say, see how they love one another, and the love of Christ constrains them to come. So if people are disconnected or shun those that come and want to be in their midst, a pretty bad sign in terms of a healthy, well-balanced church. However, having said that, the Church of Christ is a church that runs the gamut from what you described as cultic to thoroughly Christian. So there are many within the Church of Christ movement who are committed Christians, and so there are very fine Church of Christ churches. There are also some that are known for the view that that is very sub-biblical. Factions that argue that anyone who views baptism differently from them is not a Christian and therefore lost. There's a very cultic aspect, the Crossroads movement within the Church of Christ, and that particular group goes so far as to say that other segments of the Church of Christ movement are non-Christian and will face eternal damnation. So they're not only critical of other Christians, but critical of factions within the Church of Christ itself. So again, it's not monolithic, it's multifaceted. But what you're looking for is a healthy, well-balanced church. And that is a church, as I've described many times on this broadcast, in which you can worship God through prayer, praise, the proclamation of the word. It is a church in which you partake of the sacraments, recognizing that in doing so, you're partaking of the grace of God, so that you can become by grace what God is by nature, or using the words of Peter, you can become a partaker of the divine nature. It's also a church in which you are knit together in the bonds of love, and I think it would be helpful for you to read to get an idea of what that looks like. Read Romans chapter 12, and then you have to be equipped, particularly when you've lived a lifestyle in the world for a long time. You want to be equipped in the church so that you become a good representative of what Christianity is all about. You can communicate what you believe, why you believe what you believe, and in whom you have believed. And if you hang on, I have a little pamphlet that I can send out to you, which I think will be helpful, how to find a healthy, well-balanced church. So hang on for that. We'll go right back to the phone lines, talk to Kevin in Raleigh, North Carolina, listening on WTRU. Hi, Kevin.
Hi there. How you doing, Hank?
Doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, I have a question. I heard a friend of mine gave a sermon stating that nowhere in Scripture do you ever find reference to angels singing, but rather they're usually consistently references saying or speaking to their charges. So I'm just wondering if that's true. Like, is there any indication that they ever do sing? If it does, you know, if not, does it mean that they don't like comprehend music the way that humans do? And how does that affect us as far as like with Christmas carols and such, in the Christmas season?
Well, I think that we are called to sing, and there are many examples of singing in the Bible, even in some cases anthropomorphisms with respect to singing, but all of them would underscore the wonder of singing praises to the Lord, and certainly you get a lot of indication of singing and shouting for joy and praising the Lord in places like the Book of Psalms. There's very little in the Bible, however, about angelic beings singing. You do see, however, in Job 38, the morning stars singing together and all the angels shouting for joy. This, of course, refers back to the creation of the world. So, yeah, I mean, as far as singing is concerned, we ought to have a song of gladness in our heart. We ought to sing to the Lord, and this is a thoroughly biblical practice. I mean, I have written about this in various places. I've talked about how we ought to sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. All three of them very significant and in different ways. When you sing psalms, what you're doing is you're singing the Bible quite literally, because the Bible is replete with psalms that can be sung. They can be put to music and oftentimes are. Hymns also are a revelation of the richness of our faith. And spiritual songs can take that which is present and contemporary, although biblical, and make that a beautiful way of praising the Lord as well. So again, I think that we can sing in a lot of different ways, psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And if you look at Ephesians chapter 5:19, it tells us to sing, to make music in our heart to the Lord. That is a command. It is also a joy to fulfill as a command.
So this is basically something that is assigned to human beings then, as opposed to angels, or...
Well,
like, is this a special blessing, I guess?
There's a couple of things I would say about that. I mean, certainly there's the anthropomorphism, as I said, where you have the Bible talking about angels singing. Well, angels do not have vocal cords, and therefore angels cannot sing in the same sense as we would sing using our vocal cords. But angels can be thought of as singing because they're praising the Lord in their own manner of communication. There's a mind-to-mind communication that takes place that is just as significant as the auditory sounds that we make when we sing. Also, angels can sing in the sense that angels can say something when God, for his own purposes, allows them to take on physicality. That is called an angelophany, when an angel takes on form, and then that angel can do things in very much the same way as a human being can. Again, God has creative prowess, can allow an angel to take on that characteristic. But the idea, the context, the notion of singing is thoroughly biblical, and it applies to all of God's creation.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you very much for your answer.
You got it. Back to the phone lines. We'll talk to Ada, listening in Boston, Massachusetts, Sirius XM 131. Hi, Ada.
Hi, how you doing? Thank you for taking my call. I really enjoy your show, and I try to listen to it as much as I can.
Thank you.
So I just have a question on something that came up, and I didn't know necessarily how to answer it. It's just, how do you go, because I know in the New Testament it describes how marriage is between one man and one woman, and in the Old Testament, there's different references of polygamy, the case of Jacob or Solomon. So I just didn't have to answer in terms of how you go from something like that, Old Testament, to the scripture.
Yeah, you're kind of cutting out on me, but I get the gist of the question. Look, the pattern of monogamous marriage of one woman and one man was established early in Genesis. A man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh. That very passage was quoted both by Jesus and Paul in defense of the sacredness and exclusivity of monogamous marriage. Another point needs to be made, and that is the Bible explicitly condemns the polygamy of Old Testament kings. There's a famous passage, I always think it's easy to remember because it's 17:17, Deuteronomy 17:17, where you see that laid out. I mean, the kings are not to have multiply wives. Likewise, New Testament elders and deacons are called to be the husband of but one wife. And just as the requirements of church leaders set the standard for morality and spiritual maturity for all believers, so too the admonition against polygamy for the kings of Israel demonstrated the danger of this practice for everyone willing to listen to the wisdom of Scripture. And God's disdain for polygamy is even seen in its consequences. The Old Testament reveals the strife and temptations that accompany the practice. So, yes, the Bible communicates that there was polygamy, but it never advocates the practice of polygamy. Rather, it denounces that practice. By the way, I have written about this in an entry in the Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, revised and updated. You can find that resource on the web, or you can hang on if you want a copy. I am coming up to a station break. After the break, I'll come back with a quote of the day as well as more answers to your questions as you dial 888-ASK-HANK. So please don't touch that dial.
Hank Hanegraaff writes, like a rock of Gibraltar embedded in a sea of manuscript copies, the Bible is yet and forever will be an immovable bulwark fueling our faith and shattering the waves of skepticism and doubt. Immerse yourself in the Scriptures with the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament, a magnificently dramatized audio New Testament in the Revised Standard Version voiced by an all-star cast, featuring an original musical score and wonderful sound effects. Receive the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament as our thanks for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI, or go online to equip.org. We'll be back with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast so stay tuned. A deeper understanding of the Bible's principles and truths will improve the spiritual, moral, and ethical problems facing our nation. Yet the obstacle isn't that the Bible doesn't speak to our greatest needs or answer our deepest questions. It's that the average person lacks the time and tools to extract the answers. That's why Hank Hanegraaff wrote the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated. This expanded edition addresses over 210 of the top questions he's received as host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Hank has taken the complex and made it simple and memorable. Receive the revised and updated complete Bible Answer Book as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI. And make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or visit equip.org. That's equip.org. Hank Hanegraaff writes, "Like a rock of Gibraltar embedded in a sea of manuscript copies, the Bible is yet and forever will be an immovable bulwark fueling our faith and shattering the waves of skepticism and doubt. Yet the Bible provides shelter from the waves of skepticism and doubt only when Christians become thoroughly grounded in the Word of God. Immerse yourself in the Scriptures with the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament, a magnificently dramatized audio New Testament in the Revised Standard Version voiced by an all-star cast featuring an original music score and wonderful sound effects. Receive the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament as our thanks for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Has God spoken? Are the words of Scripture merely human in origin, or are they in fact the very words of God Himself? 3 years in the making and based on two decades of research and reflection, Hank Hanegraaff's monumental book, Has God Spoken?, answers what is surely the most important question facing our world. In Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs of the Bible's Divine Inspiration, Hank counters the contentions of the Bible attackers and clearly shows that belief in the Holy Scriptures is not a guess or wishful thinking. It is the only logical conclusion after an honest examination of overwhelming evidence. Order Has God Spoken from the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. equip.org. There is a battle for truth raging around us, but the firm foundation upon which Christians stand is God's Word. It is the supreme authority and knowledge base from which our worldview radiates. Become grounded in God's Word through the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament. Brilliantly recorded, it is a deeply inspiring, spiritually and artistically rich new production voiced by internationally renowned actors. Receive your copy of the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament as our thanks for your gift. Just call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or go online to equip.org. Once again, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
And thank you, Randy. We'll go right back to our phone callers. Next up is Paul, listening in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, Sirius XM 131. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Hank. Good evening. Thank you so much for your ministry. I listen all the time. I've learned a lot by listening. Really appreciate all that you do.
Thank you.
My question is about, I'm in a mega church down here in Mount Pleasant, Seacoast Church. We have 17 satellite churches. And the church I've been there 20 years, and it just keeps growing and getting bigger and bigger. I do believe the pastors' hearts are good. I do think they're generous with their money and such. I don't think they're trying to make money off the church. I do wonder though when people they do that head nod for salvation. One and two, I wonder is I see the church keeps getting bigger, and I do see people getting their lives changed, and I go to a Bible study and I see people coming around, but I just wonder is and in relation to it. We have a pastor coming down this weekend or this week to preach from Elevation, which is up in Charlotte in your area, Stephen Furtick. And I'd just like to hear your opinion of that church also. But the churches, they really stress the unsaved person. But then I notice a lot of people in the church are taking antidepressants. They kind of smile and they act like they're nice, but they're really, I think there's a lot of pain in their lives. And I think a lot of the needs of the congregation aren't getting met. And I was listening to what you said about the church in China, and that was very interesting. But I see the church just, and while I understand we want to get people saved, and I've heard you say it all the time on the Great Commission, but at the same time, I don't feel like the people in the church are necessarily getting fed. And I'd just like to hear your opinion of the mega churches, and they just keep getting bigger and bigger. Like right now, we're doing a fund drive, but we're always doing a fund drive to get more money to build the church bigger. I'd just like to hear your opinion on that, please.
Well, sure. I think one thing that we all recognize is that the church is made up of imperfect people. This is not just in terms of the congregants themselves, but in terms of the pastors themselves. We're all imperfect people, and we have to keep that in mind. Some have psychological issues. Some have physical issues. We live in a fallen world. So the church is made up of imperfect people, but it's also very significant that people are fed. And you use that word, and I think that's the appropriate word to use. If you have people who are malnourished spiritually, they're going to have a host of attendant problems. And all too often, the problem is that the churches win people in a particular way, and we always say what you win them by is what you win them to. So if you win them by celebrity and by particular events, by emotional triggers, then that's typically how you keep them as well. So real important that the pastor is not just a pastorpreneur, but someone who is legitimately feeding the people, which is to say the pastor can only do so much. He can feed during the sermon. That means that he has to have the capacity to unfurl what God has placed in his word. He also has his own sphere of accountability and influence. He can encourage and he can exhort and he can equip those people so they in turn can equip others. So sometimes the issue is not the size of the church, but the health of the church. And as I mentioned earlier, what's critically important is that we worship God through prayer, praise, the proclamation of the word. We experience genuine oneness. It's not we go to the event and then we leave. We're bouncing off one another, as I said earlier, like marbles in an empty cathedral, and that we're genuinely equipped to go out and communicate what we believe, why we believe it, and who we believe. The other thing that I think is very important and often neglected, and in fact, I neglected saying it earlier, I neglected the main and plain thing, which is within the context of the church, we're also being fed, not just being fed by word, but also by sacrament. And those sacraments are graces by which we become, by grace, what God is by nature. In other words, as Peter put it, we become partakers of the divine nature. And so we have to partake of those graces by which we can genuinely live an engrafted life as opposed to simply a person that makes a prayer and makes a walk down the aisle and thinks that's the extent of it, and then goes, as someone has well said, to receive a liver quiver. In other words, a little jolt to get them through the next week. That's not feeding people, that's jolting people. And oftentimes what happens is we see the people And they're coming in the front doors in the mega churches in multitudes, but they're also falling out the back doors quite rapidly as well, because at the end of the day, if you're not living the exchange life, you're living something that overpromises and underperforms. Let's go back to the phone lines. We'll talk next to Byron, listening in San Antonio, Texas, KDRY. Hi, Byron.
Hey, how you doing, Hank? Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I've got a friend, and this is probably going to sound like a loaded question, but I've got a friend that's an atheist, and we have these conversations back and forth, and I don't know how to give her hard, you know, proof. And I have your book, God's Blueprint, and I showed her that, and I've heard about Origins, which I do want to order, and I don't know how to just, I mean, I know God exists. I know how I feel. And I don't know how to try to be a fisher of men, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think what's important is just, you know, sometimes I start with the basics. And the most basic thing of all is that, you know, whether you're living here in America or you're in China or you're in Indonesia, wherever you happen to be, the one thing we all have in common is we live in a world that we can see with our eyes. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. So that when you look at the universe around you, you know intuitively that there has to be a universe maker, which is to say every effect has to have a cause equal to or greater than itself. So right at the get-go, all of us have the light of creation, which takes us beyond this atheistic idea. The atheistic idea is not tenable in an age of scientific enlightenment because it is simply a faith statement, the faith statement being nothing creates everything. Life comes from non-life, and the life that comes from non-life produces metaphysical realities. I mean, that's a big faith statement. It's a big leap of faith into a dark chasm because it's not faith founded on fact, but it's blind faith. The Christian faith says we are looking at the universe, and we know there's a universe maker, but there's something more. There's also a knowledge within every person that there's a God that they must suppress. That's why Blaise Pascal very eloquently said that God dwells in enough light so that if you want to find him, you will, and in enough obscurity so if you don't want to find him, you won't. He is available to all. And the fact that you can't see him does not mean that he doesn't exist, of course. Christians and skeptics alike recognize black holes and electrons and the laws of logic and the force of gravity, despite the fact that all of those are unseen. But we do see his invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature. As Paul said, they've been clearly seen, they're understood from what has been made so that men are without excuse. So the order and complexity, as I just pointed out, of the universe testify to the existence of an uncaused first cause. And then you have the evidence of Jesus Christ. I mean, all of history is divided around Jesus Christ. So now you have to look at, you know, how is Jesus different than a prophet like Muhammad? How's Jesus Christ different than Buddha? I mean, Jesus Christ does not stand in a line of peers. He's utterly unique. Why is that? And I think to explicate who Jesus Christ is very important in the conversation as well. So the real issue for an atheist, and I used to be one, is not that you can't believe, but oftentimes it is that you won't believe.
Right. Yeah, and that's the argument that I'm having. They said, well, what says that Muhammad is not the ruler? What says that, you know?
Well, look at the difference between Muhammad and Jesus Christ. I mean, that's a classic example. Muhammad was a ruthless warlord. I mean, this is according to Islamic sources, ahadith that are considered reliable by Muslim scholars. He was one of the most treacherous men that ever lived. I mean, when he conquered the Khaybar Jews, for example, he built a fire on the chest of the chief and caused him to suffer such great agony that he divulged where his riches were. Then he had him killed. He had his wife beautified and forced on her his bed. He married Aisha when she was six and consummated the the marriage when she was 9. I mean, how different is the crystal Christ, the paragon of virtue? The difference between these two is the difference of infinity, not just because Muhammad was a mere man, but Jesus Christ is the God-man. He is God in human flesh. And while Muslims think that this is assigning partners to God, the unforgivable sin of shirk, it is nothing of the kind whatsoever, because we're fiercely monotheistic, but we believe that Jesus Christ is God, that within the Godhead there are three centers of consciousness, and the Muslim God is morally defective because could not, independent of the universe, even exercise the attribute of love. So, again, the difference between that worldview and a Christian worldview is so disparate that there's no harmonizing the two. I'm going to have to leave it at that. I've written about this. A lot of resources you can find on the web at equip.org. My prayers go along with you. I want to mention the quote of the day before we sign off today, kind of interest of answering questions, save this for last. Actually, this is by Charles Edward White. Remember, he's the guy that wrote the cover story for the Christian Research Journal, Why Computers Will Not Become Conscious and Take Over the World. The title of the article, Who's Afraid of Hell? The quote is this, again by Charles Edward White. He says that if computers could never solve some problems whose solutions are obvious to humans, then there must be an essential difference between human minds and machines. And indeed, there are. Machines will never do what human beings can do because machines don't have minds. And with humans, just as machines, mind is not identical to brain, mind is not identical to machine. Out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We'll be back with more answers. Stay tuned for that.
Thank you for joining us today. Our mission at the Christian Research Institute is to equip Christians to think and to live Christianly. To help you immerse yourself in the teachings of Scripture, Hank Hanegraaff would like to send you the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament, a magnificently dramatized audio New Testament in the Revised Standard Version, voiced by an all-star cast and featuring an original music score. Just call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271, or simply visit online at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, Revised and Updated, is a comprehensive collection of the most often asked as well as most difficult questions Hank Hanegraaff has received in nearly 3 decades of hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. This expanded edition contains new entries, leading readers to a better understanding of God and our relationship to Him in Jesus Christ. The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, Revised and Updated, is a comprehensive, handy, and attractive volume that you will return to again and again. Take your exploration of God's Word to new heights and receive the Revised and Updated Complete Bible Answer Book as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Immerse yourself this year in the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament. This brilliantly recorded audio New Testament is a deeply inspiring, spiritually and artistically rich production voiced by internationally renowned actors, including Neil McDonough, Sean Astin, Blair Underwood, and many more. In addition to the star-studded cast for the many voices of the New Testament, this magnificently dramatized recording includes an original music score and wonderful sound effects to make the Scriptures come alive, helping listeners to feel that they're personally witnessing the the life-changing words and world-changing events of 2,000 years ago. Receive your copy of the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament as our thanks for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or go online to equip.org.